I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Anticipating the end of life isn't exactly at the top of the list of what most of us would choose to dwell on. The reality, of course, is that all of us are headed there, yet there is compelling evidence that relatively few of us truly clarify and document our wishes for end-of-life care should the need arise. Maybe it's procrastination, or maybe it's plain old denial. But as we hear from this week's essayist, Melissa Miranda, what a gift it is to the ones we love when we're able to say it like it is, or rather, how we want it to be.
For weeks, I had been bugging my father to document his wishes for end-of-life care. Not because he's sick or anything, but because if something happened and he couldn't communicate for himself, my brothers and I would be left making the decisions. To my surprise, he did it. Perhaps the fear of his children calling the shots prompted him. With everything I knew about advanced care planning, nothing prepared me for what I was about to hear. When he got in the car that morning, he spoke confidently about what he did and didn't want. My reaction was immediate but heartfelt and completely inappropriate. I said, "You can't do that." His response was perfect. "The hell I can't." He was absolutely correct, and that was an aha moment for me. Often we share our dreams and plans for the future with the people we love. We share things like where we hope to live and work, as well as plans for family, including marriage and children. We may even describe how we want to live when we've aged. For me, I often joke that I prefer to live on a cruise ship when I'm old. What we don't share are our plans for care. We rarely consider what would happen to us if we couldn't speak for ourselves. Without thinking too much about it, we all have ideas and preferences about the kind of health care we want and don't want to receive. From time to time, I comment, "I'd never want to live like that." Beyond that mere comment, I haven't seriously considered or documented my preferences for care if I were unable to speak for myself. That is, until recently. After learning about advanced care planning, I immediately began thinking about my choices. I even started talking to family members so they too could think about and document theirs. What I quickly learned is that we didn't agree. The most important part of what I learned is that we don't have to agree, but we do have to respect each other's choices. It's important to me that I honor my loved one's decisions and that they honor mine. My father surprised me that morning, but I'm glad he did. My new role is to honor my father's wishes, should the need arise.
Melissa Miranda lives in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, with her four daughters, attended Roger Williams University, and works at HealthCentric Advisors in Providence, where she's a senior program administrator. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.